The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I rolled off the San Francisco Mint in 1909. The last one they ever made, you should have seen me shine. When I landed on the counter, they gave me to this kid. Making change for a jawbreaker was the first thing that I did. I got traded for a pocket knife, two marbles and some string, and I wound up on a railroad track waiting for a train. I got snatched up by a hobo and turned right into wine and pitched up against the wall at least 1,000 times. Round and round, a penny goes round and back again. Listen and I'll tell you the places that I've been. Hey, round and round, a penny goes round and back again. Listen and I'll tell you the places that I've been. Well, I was stolen from a banker by Pretty Boy Floyd and them, and they gave me to this old farmer who was trying to save his land. And I was good luck to a soldier back in World War II, and he lost me in a poker game the day the war was through. I got stuck behind the back seat of an old 51 Chevrolet. I was spare change in the 60s, and getting worth less every day, and now it's piggy banks and gum machines or an occasional wishing well or just laying on some barroom floor, Indian heads or tails. Round and round, a penny goes round and back again. Listen and I'll tell you the places that I've been. Hey, round and round, a penny goes round and back again. Listen and I'll tell you the places that I've been. Well, I'm a pretty lucky penny, folks, 'cause you see it happens every time. Just when I start feeling a little lost and left behind, some kid will pick me up. He'll wonder where I've been. He'll put me in his pocket. Here I go again. Round and round, a penny goes round and back again. Listen and I'll tell you the places that I've been. Here round and round, a penny goes round and back again. Listen and I'll tell you the places that I've been.
Welcome to the Art Spot. We just heard Indian Head Penny from Live at Ivy's by Verlin Thompson, an album actually recorded right here in the state of North Carolina. And we are pleased as punch to have the fabulous songwriter, singer, and guitarist Verlin Thompson as our guest on the Art Spot today. Welcome, Verlin.
Thank you so much, Art. I hate to start making corrections right off the bat, but the Ivy's was actually just across the border in Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Yeah, Fort Mill's part of Charlotte, but also part of South Carolina,
yeah,
too. It's true.
Well, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but it's all good. It's all right there together.
That's Charlotte. It has sprawled, and there are a lot of towns down there that used to be little places when I was young that are big cities,
yeah,
on the south side of that South Carolina line.
Yeah.
Well, we just can't wait till you're with with us Sunday night, August 25th at the Art Center for a 7 p.m. Show, as all our Sunday shows are. And if you have not already gotten your tickets to see Verlin Thompson at the Art Center Sunday night, you can go to artcenterlive.org or call 919-929-2787. And if you do not recognize the name Verlin Thompson, I guarantee you, you recognize his music. He's had songs cut by just about everybody, it seems. Jimmy Buffett, Alan Jackson, Miranda Lambert, Dierks Bentley, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Del McCurry, Sam Bush, The Ballad of String Bean and Estelle. That's a powerful song, and probably Asheville Turnaround by Del McCurry was the first song of yours that I really memorized and knew backwards and forwards. But I think the most of the folks have met you out on the road with Guy Clark.
Yeah. I've been traveling with him for roughly 20 years, and he has been very good to me and has helped me get exposure all over the country and the world, really. You know, appearing with him, he's been kind enough to give me a short segment in the middle of all of his shows to do a few of my own songs, and it's made a huge difference in my life and my career.
And it must be good for him. He's written a lot of great songs since you've been touring with him.
Well, I hope I'm not holding him back. I think we kind of help each other out. It's worked out pretty good. You know, we kind of prop each other up, and it's gone well.
Yeah, he's from East Texas, and you're from Oklahoma, and there seems to be something in that Oklahoma water about songwriting. You think of the great Jimmy Webb. We just lost J.J. Cale the other day. Leon Russell, Roger Miller, Woody Guthrie would have been 100 years old last year.
Yeah.
And yourself, Verlin Thompson, and that's just a few of the amazing songwriters that have come out of there.
Yeah, and that's not even going into some of the modern day, like Garth Brooks's and Reba McEntire's and Vince Gill's. That genre, you know.
Exactly. And then the young folks like John Fulbright the Art Center a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, he's something else.
He is. Oklahoma can produce songwriters like North Carolina can produce banjo players, I reckon.
Yeah, there is a similarity there, you know. I don't know if it's just we don't have nothing else to do out there in Oklahoma, and maybe y'all don't in North Carolina. We just sit around and pick all the time.
All right. We're visiting on the Art Spot with Verlin Thompson, and we will be right back after this. We are back on the Art Spot today, visiting with Verlin Thompson, the fabulous songwriter and singer and guitarist. Heck, one of his best songs called The Guitar. He will be at the Art Center on Sunday night, August 25th, for a 7 p.m. Program. Verlin, what inspired you to start writing songs? Did you come to it through the music? Did you start writing stories in prose form and they eventually become songs? How did it happen for you?
No, I really started out with songs. And, you know, we mentioned Oklahoma, and that's where I was born and raised. And the music that I heard out there when I was young was a lot of storytelling stuff, the Woody Guthries, and then even in the modern age, you know, I started hearing Merle Haggard and some of his story songs, and then the Roger Miller stuff. Even though it was lighthearted and a lot of it fun, there was always a story involved, and I just loved the story aspect of it. And I was writing songs, original songs, when I was like 10 years old.
Wow.
But I did not know that a person could make money or make a living doing it until I was I was living up in Colorado, and I was in my early 20s, I guess, and a guy told me, said, Verlin, I think you should go to Nashville. He said, they pay guys to just sit around and make up songs out there. I heard that, and a week later, I had all of my stuff in a U-Haul and headed towards Nashville, and that was how it all started.
Well, how long ago was that, Verlin?
That was in 1980.
So it didn't take very long from then till when you started working with Guy.
No, it was about a year, I think, maybe a little over a year. I got a job pretty quickly as a staff songwriter with Loretta Lynn's publishing company, and after about a year there, I jumped over to a company called CBS Song, and that's where Guy was a writer as well, and that's when we got acquainted and started our relationship.
Very good. What was the first song you had somebody do a cut on?
I think it was called Love is the Reason, and it was recorded by a group in Canada, and I can't remember the name. I think they were named the Mercy Brothers, and they actually went on to win a Juno Award, which is sort of the Canadian
Grammy,
and so they won that year, and that was one of their big singles in Canada. So that was a pretty nice little beginning to my career. And then I started getting a lot of cuts by the current country artists of the day. You know, I had the Randy Travises and the Pam Tillises and Susie Boggesses and all those the folks that were coming up through the ranks at that time. Yeah. They were kind of, you know, I call it my class. They were my age.
Yeah.
We had a lot in common, and we were all running around town singing demo sessions together, trying to buy groceries. And, you know, some of them went on to have successful careers, and they were nice enough to remember me and cut some of my songs.
All right. Well, speaking of Verlin Thompson's songs, let's hear I Will Come Back, also from Live at Ivy's, recorded just barely in South Carolina.
Well, once I was a Christian, I lived upon this earth. Then I died and went to heaven, where I got my second birth. And I came back as an acorn, and I grew to be a tree. And I made a mighty shade when that sun came down on me. In one life I was an outlaw, I lived up in the hills. And I'd run the alcohol to the buyers from the stills. At 100 miles an hour on some downhill mountain road, I just turned into a white dove and let go of my load. And the last time I was through here, I was a summer wind. I whispered on your wheat fields and I called a cool rain in. And then I carried all your laughter and your sweet old fiddle tunes right up through the rafters, and I sang them to the harvest moon. Thank you. Now once I was a singer, and music was my church. I'd put myself through hell trying to write the second verse. So I came back as a chorus. That's the best part of the song. 'Cause all your friends remember and they all sing along. Like the Christians and the outlaw, like that summer wind, like the singer to the chorus, I will come back again. Like the singer to the chorus, I will come back again.
Welcome back to the Art Spot. We heard at the end of last segment, Verlin Thompson singing, I Will Come Back. The wonderful Verlin Thompson will be at the Art Center this Sunday night, August 25th, a 7 p.m. show. Where can folks go on the internet to find out more about your music, Verlin?
Well, they can go, first of all, to verlinthompson.com. And a lot of my music's available on there, and a lot of information about me. And, of course, a lot of it is available on iTunes, and not all of it. So you might have better luck going to my website, but that would be the best place.
Very good. And if you go to that website, it will knock your hat in the creek to see the titles of the songs that Verlin has composed and the caliber of the artists who have been moved to record Verlin's compositions over the years. What does it mean to you as an artist, as a songwriter, when somebody of the stature of a Kenny Rogers or Jerry Jeff Walker or Randy Travis, somebody who could pick whatever song they wanted to record, picks one of yourn?
Oh, it's you know, it's what we live for as songwriters. It's the ultimate compliment, really, and the ultimate legitimization, I guess you might call it, of your career. But the truth is, Art, I've had some unknown people record my songs, and some of those recordings actually touch me more than the big artists. For some reason, you hear a guy that you know he's not going to make a bunch of money on this, and he's just doing it because he was moved by this song. And I've been brought to tears several times by an unknown independent artist on his own little label doing one of my songs. To me, that is the supreme compliment, the ultimate goal.
Oh, that's a beautiful thought, Verlin, and I don't know how we could top that here on the Art Spot today. So let's just thank you for being on the show with us today, and let everybody know to come on down to the Art Center, 7 o'clock Sunday night, August 25th. You can get tickets and information at artcenterlive.org or by calling 919-929-2787, and you will enjoy an intimate evening with one of the great American songwriters today, Mr. Verlin Thompson. Thanks so much for being with us today, Verlin.
Thank you so much, Art, and I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to coming to Carrboro and having big time
now. We'll do it. We'll see you Sunday night, August 25th at 7 p.m.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Verlin.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.